Sex is the life force energy that runs through us all. Can you use sexual energy for your spiritual evolution? Or perhaps for emotional healing? Is it even possible? Clinical sexologist Dr. Martha Tara Lee will explore all these and more on Eros Evolution on OM Times Radio.
Welcome to Eros Evolution, where sexuality and spirituality meets. My name is Martha. I'm a sexologist based in Singapore, and I'm a clinical sexologist. What I do is I work with people who have sexual issues, and I help them to have greater sex so that they can move on with their lives and live their lives fully and completely. So this show is always going to be exploring the link between sexuality and spirituality. You can find this show on Eros Evolution on Facebook, and you can find me on eroscoaching.com. Today's show title is called Love Making Dances, Spirit Dance and Sex with Sahava Grease. From age 2 to 22, her dance teachers were the ones who taught Zahava to be in awe of the body. She joins us today for a conversation about spirit dance and sex through the moving sensing body. So let's learn from her today how intention, breath, and movement can transform emotions, presence for meaningful intimacy and connect us with a collective life force. Creating a felt sense of our power and self-knowledge can allow us to deconstruct the race, class, and gender messages directed at our bodies so we can embody self-love independent of the ways society ranks us. So Zahava Grease is the founder of EmbodyMoreLove.com, providing embodiment, healing, and sexual empowerment for social change leaders. She's committed to helping people lead with more love, joy, and innovation in their personal and change-making relationships. You can find her on embodymorelove.com. So let's welcome Zahava.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited. Yeah.
Thank you. So I know you have a lot of dance training, and I've watched some of your dance videos on YouTube. I think you're a beautiful dancer. You move in such a fluid way. However, for listeners who are not familiar with your work, could you tell us more about what exactly you do?
Yeah. So dance is one of my main tools for aligning the body and the mind and the spirit. And dance is a really powerful way for us to become aware of where we are in space and how we are, how multiple parts of us are in relationship to each other. You know, where my heart is in relation to my feet, in relation to my pelvis. So I use it for body awareness. I use it for building awareness of sensation and emotion. And then the process of listening on that level helps us also to transform the way that we are feeling and the way that we're showing up in relationship. Mm-hmm. And so dance is a really key part of my toolkit. And I also use body work and coaching as a way of bringing more touch and conversation into someone's awareness and process.
Okay. And yeah. What's love making dances?
Well, love making dances, I will tell you, I learn a lot by how people ask me about my work. Mm. You know, people sometimes, they hear, oh, the love is what's making the dances. Mm. And some people hear it as sex making dances, you know, love making dances. And the idea is that it's really both. It's both a way of embodying love and allowing it to move us through our life and our relationships. And it's also a way to give permission and celebrate the part of us that is erotic at the same time. So it's a way of celebrating life And for me, that intersection of sex and spirit has a lot to do with feeling a sense of awe and a sense of love.
Yeah, and therefore the name Lovemaking Dances.
Yeah, so Lovemaking Dances kind of integrates those things. You know, and I actually, my company now is called Embody More Love, but it used to be called Lovemaking Dances. and so I wanted to bring that title back in our conversation today, because I think it expands our sense of what lovemaking is and what dance is. And, you know, when I think about a body moving through space with consciousness, to me, that is what dance is.
Yeah, I understand now where this is coming from. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
I also watched one of the videos where it was talking about how couples could you facilitate couples dancing together.
Yes.
So tell us more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have been doing a series for couples that uses dance and some guided body work between the partners as a way of deepening intimacy and finding more creative ways to connect. I think a lot of times when people come together to make love, that they tend to follow similar actions or similar patterns. Like they find out, you know, okay, this works for my turn on, and let's keep going to that thing that we know that works.
Yeah, we always do the same thing because it works.
Yeah, right. And it's not that that's wrong, but I want to open up more possibility and more confidence in us being creative as lovers. And so this series for couples is really about, you know, each time we come together, we have a theme. So it might be a theme like, I've got your back, and building trust. And it's about how do we move into the unknown space. So sometimes we'll be dancing with our eyes closed, and our partner will be giving us support in the back body. Sometimes it will involve prompts. So, you know, how can we speak to each other the ways that we feel supported and affirm that? So it's a combination of this really heart-opening, prompted conversation with dance. And the dance is where we get to explore what's a new way that we can move together, a new way that we can initiate, and a new way that we can request interacting with our bodies. And the newness can often heighten our receptivity to each other.
Agree.
Yeah.
Great. Fantastic. Yeah. Sometimes we're very much in our heads and we get stuck with our partners being in certain roles and doing certain things in certain ways and shaking things up and helping them see each other and themselves in a new light really helps.
Yes. And the other thing, I actually haven't done this series that recently, but I appreciate you reminding me of it, because the other thing that's different is that we met as a couple. It was not about meeting someone at the event. It was about bringing in a relationship that was already of great value to us. And then for 6 weeks, we kept deepening that connection in the presence of community. And I think sometimes we, in our society, we might feel that we have to work on being a couple in privacy. But this was a space about how do we deepen our connection in the presence of friends and community and support each other in that way and return to that each week to build something that's not just about the immediate connection, which you might get at a play party or a poly event, but also something that lasts where we can touch base each week on how we've been growing.
Yeah. That's great. So you have poly couples coming in and moving together as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sometimes those couples are monogamous. Sometimes they're poly. Sometimes they're married. Sometimes they are, sometimes they have a primary partnership that's different. than who they're partnering with in the course, but they've made the commitment during the course to focus on each other in this container.
Mm.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah, thank you.
So we're going to just come into break, and we're okay. with Zaha Hava. So far, she's been telling us about the link for her between dance as a tool to connect with the multiple parts of ourselves, including our own awareness, sensation, and emotions. And being able to do so will transform the way we are feeling. She also does body work as well as coaching. And her company used to be called Love Making Dancers, and it's not what we think it is. You don't actually make love. However, it's more about being in touch with love, and therefore the love is moving you and creating the dance. And in so doing that, you then go on to be able to better embody love, celebrate life, celebrate what's erotic within us. And this expands as we understand more and more about ourselves, about love and dance. She also talked about how couples also come to her for sessions where they become more connected with each other through dance. And through the 6 weeks, I feel that each session, they would go deeper and deeper within themselves, with their partner, and also with the other people in the program. So this is fantastic work that Zahava is doing. If you're interested in what she does, you can go to her website, Embody More Love, and I'll be talking more about her work and also introducing more about her background as we carry on with this show today. If you've not done any kind of dance before, I believe that dance doesn't have to be just from people who are trained. You can also do so in just a freeform way. So more after this break.
Of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Hi, this is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffee and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Eros Evolution. We're talking about love making dances today with Zahava Rees. And she offers dance and the sacred alchemy of leadership. This is a 3-month immersion program. She has 30 years of dance training, certificates in yoga for birth, excellent massage, deep body work, urban tantra practitioner, Pilates, and health coaching. Her influences include the arts of unlearning racism, Sufi twirling, sexual shamanism, bioenergetics, socially conscious entrepreneurship, and transformational group dynamics. And our website is embodymorelove.com. So welcome back to the show, Zahava.
Thank you.
So how does your work actually support social change?
Well, I grew up the daughter of an activist and a therapist. And so I was really interested in the bridge between personal healing and society, you know, making social change. And I also noticed that a lot of the spaces that I was in that focused on self-care, whether that was through yoga or dance or meditation, they often seemed to be a disconnect around what's happening with our current events and what's happening in the media in many of those circles. And that was confusing to me because it seemed that we were trying to cultivate self-care and presence to make a better world. And so I wanted to create more of a bridge. And so there's a few ways that my work has really been designed to support social change leaders and social change. And part of that is that I attract a lot of the people who are activists and artivists and who really value making the world a better place. And I, those are the people that I'm in community with and often the people who come to my space. And the other part of it is that I really emphasize how to self-regulate our emotional response to what's going on in the world. So a lot of times, you know, we're in the Ferguson era. There's a lens on racism that it's not that racism is new, but there's a higher visibility of it right now in our social media and in our media. And things like this can cause a very natural human response of anger or sadness or hopelessness. And so my work is also about how can our embodiment and our sensual practices help us move through those very natural emotional responses so that we can be more present and come back to the visions of what we want to replace racism with, what we want to replace these systems of oppression with. So my experience of the power of dance and sexuality and connecting to spirit is that they all have in common two things. One, that they invoke gratitude, a sense of appreciating what we have and opening our hearts. And two, that they invoke a state of pleasure of the body as being a safe place to feel good. Mm. And I've found that when we can be in a place of gratitude and ecstasy, that it kind of breaks up some of the patterns that we can fall into amongst the current events. And that is, you know, when we start to embody the victim archetype or the martyr archetype or the oppressor archetype, those kind of are difficult to embody when we're feeling gratitude and ecstasy. So gratitude and ecstasy can bring us back to our humanity and our sense of, I want to contribute. So my work is about giving somatic and emotional skills to activists. And it's also about my work also attracts a lot of people who are yogis and dancers and meditators. And it's also about gently bringing more social consciousness into the space for those people as well. So at the core of this, I see, you know, our society creates unearned power, which is, you know, that someone has access to something not because of who they are, but because of their gender or their race or their class. And sexuality and dance and these embodied practices give us the opportunity to create earned power. Earned power being about who we are as a person and about our discipline to self-discovery, our discipline to our to our dancing, our discipline to our spiritual practice, our discipline to our intimate practices. And so there's a different, you know, when we can build a really powerful confidence and be seen by our loved ones in our earned power, you know, our soul gifts and our contributions, that's very different than the kind of unearned power that we get endorsed for on a society level. And so I want this work to bring more awareness to that distinction, so that we can go into the felt sense of being alive, being this incredible human body, and how that can be independent of the way society tells us to value ourselves.
Fantastic, great. And how can somebody who is very new to what you're talking about, how can they begin to do that?
Oh, this is a really good question.
Because I'm sure some of the listeners out there,
they
don't do body work. They're not comfortable with their bodies. They don't do dance because they think they have two left feet. So
yeah,
be hearing this for the first time.
Yeah, thank you for this question. So I think that the most immediate experience I can offer is for us to actually, like in this moment, to put our hand on our heart and to think about, you know, some of what I've just spoken to right now, you know, with some of the recent things happening in our world right now, and the number of, the movement of Black Lives Matter, and how that creates a environment in our body and in our heart when we put our awareness on it. Mm-hmm. And without having to change something or jump to an action yet or a judgment about it, to simply bring the awareness of our hand on our heart and the movement of our breath, we are already moving. We are already feeling in this moment. And the key thing is to just allow ourselves to feel right now.
Beautiful. This is so simple, yet so profound.
Yeah, and sensation is the rawest form of being alive. Like before I label it as an emotion, or before I label it as a belief, it exists as sensation. And so the core of this practice is, how do I slow down the urgency to already name the action or the emotion or the belief that's going to now help me, and just be with the sensation? So for me in this moment, I feel a lot of heat and like a swelling around my heart. Mm. By being able to speak this to you right now. And so it's cultivating a listening to the sensations in our body that can be an entry point to the larger picture of what I'm talking about, and the healing and the possibility that can start at the root of our body.
Beautiful. Yeah, I think people who are very much in their heads all the time, like some of my clients who are doctors and lawyers, they don't really understand what it means to be in their bodies. And what you just described, being in our hearts and being aware of our breath, it's just so simple. It's always with us. And yeah, that will help them to come back into their bodies. And from there, they can start doing other things, like maybe move it.
Yeah. Then we can, big energy likes intention and it likes clear boundaries. Mm. So when I direct my awareness to my heart, I'm giving it intention and boundaries. You know, when I direct my awareness to my sexual center or to my feet and how I walk on the earth, my connection to the earth, the energy will follow where I set my intention. So if my intention is, how do I want to show up as a powerful contributor in my society, then there's going to be some sensation and some movement of energy and emotion in my system. And all I have to do is listen to what I'm feeling there. And it doesn't mean that I'm necessarily going to have an action plan 5 minutes later, but it's more that I am lifting that instinct to resist the bigness of that question.
I love that, lifting the instinct to, I'm writing it down,
resist the bigness of these questions, you know, these the big bigness. Questions of, you know, why am I a human body and what am I here to contribute and how do I find my place in the world today? These are really big questions.
Yeah.
And often we resist being in the bigness of them because we don't have an immediate answer. And I want to give us the tools and the patience and the inspiration to be in the sensations that come up when we stand in these questions.
Beautiful. It's so important to just be and not feel that we have to always do. We get sucked into getting overwhelmed.
Yes.
This is fantastic. I love it.
Yeah, thank
and
you.
And you've already started to give listeners a tool that they can immediately start to practice. So yeah. We have a break and more with Zabhava after this break.
Thank you.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
What if living didn't have to be so serious?
What if you could move beyond your problems with greater confidence and ease than you've ever imagined?
Throw your labels out the window and join the Irreverent Therapist for practical tips and a very different way of approaching the changes you would like to create.
Marilyn Bradford
and Pam Hodling
have empowered hundreds of people to come out of self-judgment, quit looking to experts, and begin to create the lives they desire.
Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Irreverent Therapist Show.
Welcome to The Gathering Around My Kitchen Table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake. Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Well, Welcome back. You're listening to Eros Evolution on the Om Times Radio Network. You can share this show with your friends by sending them the link omtimes.com/mobile. Our mobile player is so advanced, it doesn't need you to download any applications. All you need to do is just have this link and you can try it. You can also share this with your friends. We are with Zahava Greece, and she is talking about love making dances. We're talking about spirit dance and sex today. And you can learn more about Zahava and her upcoming Sacred Alchemy for Leaders and download your free grounding meditation at embodymorelove.com. Zahava is based in California, Berkeley. That's where you can go to her for her workshops. She also tours Chicago, D.C. and New York City. So if you're interested to attend one of her workshops, be sure to check out her website. So welcome back, Zahava.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, something you said right at the end, right before the break, inspired me, you know, when you were talking about the importance of being and not just doing. And I wanted to speak to that a little bit because as the daughter of an activist and a therapist, I feel like I've been in this lifelong debate of it's not enough to just heal personally, you know? And I always wanted to, like, you know, prove to my dad, no, really, I'm making social change by all these people being able to heal, you know? And so I think I'm always asking myself, how does this lead to action? And I was walking in the woods a few weeks ago with my parents, and we were talking. My mom asked this brilliant question, and she said, well, you know, I'm listening on the news to what's happening. I'm a white person, and, you know, I'm hearing all these things about, you know, Sandra Bland, and, you know, I don't know how to take action. And she said, what's the bridge between those things? And I feel like in that moment, I had this insight that the bridge is relationship. Mm. And, you know, and I asked her, well, how many people do you know personally in your life that, you know, that are Black or that are in a similar situation? And let those relationships inform you. It's not like we have to come up on our own with what to do. It's that we commit ourselves to being in relationship with people who have lives that are different than our own. And those relationships then teach us about you know, what we can do to support each other. And I raise this because I think that, you know, my experience of moving to the Bay, I've noticed a lot of the spiritual communities and sexual communities are often not very diverse. That a lot of times when we're coming together for these practices, we surround ourselves with people who have a similar lifestyle or income or orientation to gender or race. And I think that there's a deeper opportunity for us to really integrate our communities. And that happens by building real relationships and inviting people who are in relationship with us to these practices. And that is where, you know, what I've noticed, a lot of my workshops are more diverse. A lot of times people are there and they're having this shared common experience of, oh, I want to learn how to have better orgasms, but they're in the room with people they're not usually around, they're not usually listening to, and they're having these realizations, you know, and we're having these deeper levels of conversation about how our privilege shows up in the way we date, how our privilege shows up in the way we dance and the music we listen to. And so I think that there's a relationship between being and how do I want to say this? That there's a bridge between how we be, how we stand here and sit here with our hand on our heart and we feel things. And that's not the destination. That's the beginning. Mm. And as we start to do that more and more often, then we start to create a higher integrity. Are the things that I've done today in alignment with what I feel in my heart? are the people I'm connecting to in alignment with what I feel in my heart? And it starts to create more of a baseline because we keep tapping into how we are being. Mm-hmm. And then our relationships and then our actions start to follow that. Like that's our compass. So it's not just about being versus doing, but that the being then leads to the relating and then leads to the actions.
Mm. Beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah. And inside of that is this role. There's a role for vulnerability inside of all of this. And I was, I was recently teaching a naked yoga class at a sex party, and it had this really interesting moment when I invited people were coming as couples at the end. They were coming up to me and asking questions, and I said, turn to your partner and tell them something that you're really passionate about that means a lot to you that doesn't have to do with your relationship. Mm-hmm. And there was a woman there who looked surprised, and she said, "You mean we have to talk about the rest of our lives and what we care about?" You know, she's like, "I came to a sex party, right?" And I was like, "Yeah, see what it feels like. See how your energy moves differently in your body when you talk about something like that, because there's a deeper way that we can feel a sense of our purpose and our contribution when we think about what's more important to me than just being comfortable. What's really at the, what am I willing to be uncomfortable for?" And that's when we start to deepen the ride we can be on in relationship. So, I think a lot of times we want to experience, our culture emphasizes a kind of freedom, a kind of independence. Mm-hmm. There are many sexuality opportunities and events and classes that emphasize, an immediate connection and opening, but there's another level of vulnerability that becomes possible when we keep connecting with the same person over time. Mm. And we keep building trust in each other, and we're willing to be a little uncomfortable and give up some of the things that make us feel safe and familiar, because we see something that is really valuable to us on the other side. Whether that's a shared vision around starting a family or a shared vision around, supporting each other's soul work in the world, and when we start to, one way to think about this is our sexual energy is so powerful that it invited our spirit into our body. It created this alignment of your essence is going to be in your earth body right now at this time. And the same power can be accessed when we go into a sexual meditation with ourselves, when we call on that energy to move through us when we're dancing or when we're meditating, and we can resource that same powerful energy to support us in knowing our purpose and motivating us to act in that way. So a lot of the practices that I'm interested in sharing and bringing into community are to keep our awareness in the presence of our body, in the movement of our body, in our sensations, and to also bridge that with, what's the bigger picture of what do we want to be remembered for when we're gone? We're only here like 100 years or so. Mm-hmm. How do we want to be contributing to something that's started before us and that will continue after us? And I think that's where the spiritual part comes. You know, whether you believe in God or whatever your language of spirituality is, for me, it's a sense of awe that there's something bigger than us. And so when we get the opportunity to tap into our yummy, erotic life force energy, to also remember that we're part of something bigger, and to ask that deep energy, where should I be putting my attention in my life right now, can be really aligning and anchoring.
That's great. You have so much wisdom in what you're sharing, so many insights that you're bringing. I feel like, you know, immediately signing up for one of your workshops.
Thank you. Thank you so
much. Yeah, I really do, because I feel that like having a session with you facilitating will really bring out all this. Mm-hmm. And it's one thing to hear it, it's another thing to be shifting through it as you are going through the practices and activities of being able to embody it.
Yes. Thank you. You know, I mean, we are speaking the words, and then the actual practice is something that I'm, you know, it's something I've been facilitating for about 15 years, but I'm also very much still learning. You know, and I hit my challenges too. And it's the discipline of coming back to the practice on a regular basis where the growth happens. So, you know, this fall, I'm creating a 3-month immersion, and it's specifically for people who already identify as leaders, who, like you, are already finding their voice around what they're passionate about. And how can we strengthen that? You know, it's the sacred alchemy for leaders. It's about redesigning what leadership looks like so it's really done with somatic and emotional well-being, but also has the business savvy. You know, when I think about business, I used to have a strong aversion to that word, but business is really about maximizing the awareness of your soul gift and the amount of people that you can impact.
Well, wow, time really flies. So yes. Have a break and we'll be back.
Great. Okay.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Do you want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Om Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
If you remember living fearlessly, joyfully, and in a world filled with adventure, happiness, pleasure, and unbridled living, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, as I bring you the world's top experts in wealth, creativity, flow, sea-edging technology, space, wellness, health, love, lust, and passion, all merging together each week here at the Hub of Happiness. Mondays at 6 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Passionate Living, where you can ride on the magic carpet ride of living and learn how to lead a passionately wild, exciting, and outrageously amazing life.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com. Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Time really flies when you are talking about something you really enjoy, and we are talking about spirit, dance, and sex on today's show. And we have Zahava Reese, and she has this website that you can download your free grounding meditation at embodymorelove.com. You can also follow her on Facebook. That's zahava.dances. And you will want to check out her work, because I'm telling you, this person, she knows what she's talking about. There's so much wisdom and insights that has been shared already on the show. And I'm sure she's going to really change the world in a big way. So you want to follow her work. Yeah, it's true. So just before break, we were starting to talk about your three-month immersion program called the Sacred Alchemy of Leadership. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, thanks for asking. You had said that actually doing the work is different than talking about it. And, you know, one of the things that I've explored is I tend to work really well with people over time, because that's where I see the most growth and change happening. And so in the fall, I'm really excited to offer this 3-month program, and it includes really core business skills, like how do we organize our time and our money as our allies, and how do we position our business in the larger picture of social change in a way that feels healing and empowering for us, and you know, how do we speak and embody our brand. And then inside of that, there's also, we're dancing and we're doing body work, and we're really seeing how the cells in our body are, you know, where the body is contracting, where it's opening, where our sensual energy and our ecstasy, where we can be at ease with our passion in our body. So there's a very direct somatic mapping along the way of these, of this larger business goal. And for me, it's like the marriage of our social and political and entrepreneurial intelligence with our embodied and spiritual and sensual intelligence. And I think that those things can really balance each other, and give us an integration in who we are here to be with each other.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you are offering this training, because this is going to be so transformational for people who are, you know, if they're embodied, then they can really take charge of their power and then change the world.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so it's been such a delight for me to have this opportunity, and I'm curious if, you know, if there are other questions that have been opening up for you.
So you wrote down this list of a short list of questions that I can ask you for this show, and of course I want to ask what you actually mean by how dance can help us return to our sense of self after a deep intimate connection. Mean like after lovemaking?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I think, you know, sex is one of the easiest ways for us to merge with someone. And then sometimes how we come back to ourself can be challenging. And to be very transparent, this is something I'm having a challenge with this week. So it's good to talk about. So dance is a way of bringing our awareness back to the sensations that are in our body versus keeping the door open to the sensations that are in the other person's body. So dance, especially when there's two things that can be really helpful for coming back home to self. One is actually rubbing your hands over your skin and being like, oh, this is the edge of where I end and other people begin. You know, this is my containment. This is also something Peter Levine uses in healing, releasing trauma work with somatic experiencing. But just referencing the skin and the clarity of the container of self. And I love doing that through dance. I love trailing my hands over my body and letting it be as clear and precise and firm as feels good to me to come back to myself. And the second piece is grounding back down to the earth. And so a lot of that, I find that the exhales tend to really support a downward energy. And if I think about, I have a mouth on my face, but I also have a mouth in the floor of my pelvis that I can exhale downward through my spine. And I also can imagine that I have a mouth at the bottom of each foot. And so as I move and kind of bring my body in waves, I can use my exhales to dance my breath down through my pelvis and down through my feet back into the earth. Mm-hmm. And so these two things, the sense of containment at the skin and the sense of downward rooting energy, can be really helpful for me to return to self. Mm. And the more ease I can create around that coming home, the more I can journey deep with people and be able to return to myself and my responsibilities and my power without getting lost.
I love what you're sharing. I love, love, love what you're sharing. I think a lot of listeners out there who are listening to this show because they are on the path of working on themselves and evolving, they would probably be, like me, a sensitive person. And so when I have sex with someone, I find it really difficult because I just don't feel the same for like days on end. Yeah. And so it's so important what you're sharing, coming home to yourself, grounding the energy and coming back to your body and, you know, just being okay with how it has shifted and then calling it back.
Yes, yes. And sometimes it's really nice if there's like a 3-minute song, you know, a short song that you use as an anchor. That's like that you repeat using it and you're like, this is the song that I know when I'm dancing to it, when I'm moving to it, I'm coming back to myself. And, you know, I said, you know, touching the skin and I said grounding down through the feet. The third thing that I realized to add is also using our name can really help us. Either hearing your name inside your mind, or saying it out loud and hearing your voice say your name, Zahava. Mm. And when you say your name, you're calling your energy back into your body. Mm. And you can notice that parts of your body might feel more connected and resonant with your name, and parts of your body may not feel as online or connected to your name. And that's often where your lover's energy is. You know, or someone else's energy. So what you can do when you notice that is to use your breath and use your movement, use your arms, use your body to send the energy that belongs to someone else back to them. You know, just move it out of, and it's not about rejecting the person. It's about using your breath and your hands and sending your beloved's energy back to its home. And then refilling and returning back to your name, to Zahava. Oh, yes. Okay. This is my presence. So now there's more space in my body and my dance for my own energy. And we call this exercise me, not me. And it's really powerful, and you can even do it with your partner at the end of making love, or you can do it after they have left the space. But it doesn't have to take a really long time, but it's a really great practice to do repeatedly, and it can help you have more ease in transitioning to the next place that you want to put your attention.
That's absolutely fantastic. You know, I've learned so much from you just from today's episode. I'd love to have you back at another time.
Yeah.
So be sure to check out Zahava's website. That's Embody More Love. And if you are in the Berkeley, California area, you definitely want to sign up for her 3-month immersion program called Sacred Alchemy of Leadership. And is there any last words, very briefly, that you want to share with listeners?
I really want to thank you for this opportunity to talk about things that I really care about so much. And it means a lot to me to feel your compassion and your enthusiasm. And I love the conversations that you're bringing to the world through your interviews. So thank you for letting me be a part of that.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
So next week, we have another guest, and her name is Eve Max. She's a BDSM practitioner, and the synopsis will be up very soon. So tune in to Eros Evolution again next week, where we go deeper into BDSM.